Hello to all of these podcast listeners. My name is Katie Garris, and today I'm going to be talking about the Brazilian singer Ludmilla. So who is Ludmilla? She's a Brazilian singer. She's 27 years old, and one of her accomplishments that I wanted to touch on as a musician is that she was the first Black Latin woman to reach 1 billion streams on Spotify. And I'm only going to touch on this next point briefly because it was my goal to highlight a queer artist. So I'm going to mention that she is a bisexual woman. So getting into her early life, Ludmilla was born in Rio de Janeiro in 1995 as Ludmilla Oliveira da Silva. She began singing from a young age, really digging in at around 8 years old. From then, she posted videos of herself singing on YouTube. She got views and attention, but nothing much until her song Fala Mal de Mim blew up in 2012. Following the success of that song, Ludmilla adopted the stage name of MC Beyoncé. However, she ended up dropping that name due to a disagreement with her manager. In 2013, she put out a statement saying that while she wanted to have a band and dancers and really be able to put on a show, her manager didn't want to invest in all of that. So when MC Beyoncé tried to go about it herself, her manager allegedly threatened her and her family. Within this statement, she also claimed that her dreams had been crushed, and she wanted to tell her fans that she was no longer going to be a singer, and that her career was over. However, she stated that the previous statement later was a misunderstanding and that she would continue singing. But due to the disagreement with her manager, she was unable to keep the stage name of MC Beyoncé because her manager owned the rights to the name. Also, Beyoncé, the American singer, exists, and that may or may not have caused legal issues with Beyoncé's legal team. Eventually, she decided to use her name, Ludmilla, as her stage name, professionally. She also admitted that the claims that her manager had threatened her family were false. In 2014, she released her debut album, Oye, featuring songs such as Sem Querer, Te Enseñé Certín, under her new record label, Warner Music Brazil. Following Oye, in 2016, Adanda Soyo was released. In 2019, her album Hello Mundo was released, and in 2022, Numanice Número Dois was also released. In addition to these albums, there was also a live album released in 2021 featuring music performed live in concert. This album was named Numanice. So, following that album release in 2021, 2022 she released Numanice Dois. So getting onto Ludmilla's music, some genres her music fits into are pop, dance, electronic, country, and funk. Her music is typically lyrically focused on love, sex, dance, and self-confidence. She owns who she is and what she wants in life, which is something that I really admire about her. A few accomplishments of hers that I wanted to highlight were from the Radio Music Awards in Brazil. In 2014, she was nominated for Best Album, Best Song, and Best Video. She had no wins that year, but immediately following the release of her debut album, 3 nominations is incredibly impressive by itself. In 2015, she was nominated for Artist of the Year and didn't win it. However, she did win Best Choreography as well as Song of the Year. Outside of the Radio Music Awards in Brazil, Ludmilla was also nominated for and won the Best Samba / Pagode Album in 2022 at the Latin Grammy Awards. She was nominated for and won a few more awards over the year, but those were just the ones that I really wanted to touch on and I found important in her career. So that was all I had about Ludmilla today. Thank you for listening, and I hope you have an awesome day.